If you want more time, money, freedom, and have a business that's not reliant on you, then you're in the right place. Each week, Mark Creedon, along with some of the very best business minds in the world, will take you through simple, practical steps you can take to create the business you always wanted. From his own practical experience, Mark will show you how to work less, make more, and get the business you always wanted, the one that you deserve. Now here's your host, one of Australia's most sought-after business coaches, Mark Creedon.
Welcome to the next episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast. I'm your host, Mark Creedon. Hey, in this episode, I'm going to be speaking with Casey Brignoff. Casey's from caseyrose.com.au. Casey has been helping our Mastermind members to look after their networking efforts, right? So it's about how do you get out and network? We all know the value of networking, but how do you get a network? If you would like to network either a lot more or a lot more effectively and a lot more efficiently, then you are in the right place right now. Let's get into it. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Casey, one of the big things you've been helping our Mastermind members with lately is about networking. That's what I want to talk about today. Let's talk about, what is networking, first of all? Let's start there.
Well, the basics of networking really is just connecting with others. Doesn't necessarily mean in the business sense. You could do it, through family barbecues and all sorts of things. But realistically, at the end of the day, it's just connecting with people and building those relationships.
And so when we talk about networking, we can talk in terms of both face-to-face networking or online networking. Mm-hmm. So whether they're real events or virtual events doesn't really matter, does it?
Correct, yeah.
And the theory, the practical things that you're going to talk to us about today apply to both of those situations.
And technically also on social media platforms, you can network digitally as well.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. So let's talk about networking. I'm going to start with live networking, if mm-hmm. I can, because I think when people think about networking, Casey, I got to be honest, I am by my very nature an introvert. So, if you said to me, oh, Mark, come along to this networking lunch, I would be just filled with dread. And this is where I'm torn because I also know that it's a great opportunity for me to put myself in front of prospects. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to build your business because at the end of the day, people buy you not your product, so they've actually got to get to know you. So let's talk about how you move past, for us introverts, how you move past that dread feeling around a live networking event.
So before I get specifically into the introvert side of things, what I do want to point out though as well is that there is a difference between being an introvert, extrovert, and confidence. So
right.
Just because you're an introvert doesn't mean you lack the confidence, say, to go talk to strangers.
Yep.
Extroverts can actually be in the same position. They just handle it differently. I am quite extroverted myself.
I hadn't noticed, Casey.
Really?
No. Karaoke, dancing on the stage, yeah. All those things, yeah.
Yeah, I've been a child to be a child star since I was little. So. But for introverts, one of the tips I can give those people, or there's probably quite a few tips, but let's try and narrow it down a bit. One of the simplest things is just to try and find out what works for you. And I know that's easy said, but try and work out what works for you in the sense of maybe there's a certain style of network event that suits better. Could it be a sit-down lunch rather than a 100-person stand-up cocktail-style networking event?
Right.
You've got to walk around the room.
Because in a sit-down lunch, you've only got, like two people either side of you and maybe two people across the table from you. So
yeah.
It's a bit easier to do that than it is to walk around a 100-room event.
Yeah, and it's probably not as confronting. Because I think the biggest thing for introverts as well is what we need to remember is that their energy levels get depleted when they're around lots and lots of people.
Right.
So there's no reason why you can't just take yourself away for a moment, go to the bar or go to the bathroom or go outside even just for a refresher, just to restore those energy levels a little bit and try not to get so overwhelmed.
So I guess we've got to be a little bit careful with that, haven't we? Because of those various tools you just spoke about, then one of them was go to the bar.
Mm.
So introverts can be maybe prone to have a few drinks for a little bit of Dutch courage.
Yep.
And maybe that's not quite the image that you want to portray.
You don't need to go to the bar to get drunk to have the courage to speak to people. Just to give yourself that little bit of a break from being surrounded by everybody. Or even just focus on trying to get to know just one or two other people in the room.
Yeah. You did one of these sessions for us in our Mastermind program. One of the things I really liked you said was that the preparation should start well before you if you're going to a live event, well before you get to the event, talk us through the sort of preparation things that you teach your clients to become great networkers.
So one of the things you can do there is actually figure out what the event is all about and where it is. And one of the things I said to the guys as well was as simple as working out where you can park and how to get there, like Google map it out before you actually get to the event, because there's nothing worse than heading to the event, getting lost and confused, not knowing where you can park, and now you're actually adding more pressure and more stress on top of you before you walk into that event. So you're already overwhelmed and highly anxious, and now you've just stacked it with you're running late.
Yeah, it's interesting, Casey. I remember, and sort of not related, but related. I went for a massage once and Carolina booked this great massage for us. And, you know, I was running late. And then when I got there, there was no parking anywhere near. And then I tried to get into this parking spot, which my car was way too big for. It was never going to happen. And by the time I actually walked into the massage place, I was so stressed that really it was beautiful when I walked in, but I didn't experience it and I didn't enjoy it. And it was really a waste of money.
Mm.
Had I done all that preparation beforehand, I probably would have been in a much better position.
Yeah. So preparing, like I said, as simple as figuring out where to park and how to get there is actually can actually relieve a whole lot of stress there.
Yep.
But then also, as I said, try and, if possible, figure out what the event's about or how does it run? Like, do you actually need to get up and introduce yourself and do, you know, a 30-second, 60-second elevator pitch?
Yep.
Or is it just literally walking into a room and meeting random people?
Yeah.
So knowing the style can actually help relieve the nerves a bit as well.
So, Casey, I got invited to a lunch a few years pre-COVID, and I was also invited to this sort of special event, which was a room off to the side of the lunch that had a couple of, you know, sports stars there. And I remember going to the lunch and getting there and looking around for some faces that I knew, and then I saw a couple of people I knew, but when I looked into that special room, there was nobody I knew. And so the idea of walking into that door, even though I'd been invited, was just, I just thought, can I just stay out here? And missed the opportunity.
Yeah. You didn't push that comfort zone, did you?
I didn't push that comfort zone. No, I didn't. So how do you do that? I mean, let's imagine I've planned, I've found the parking spot, I've got there in plenty of time, I'm early, everything's running. Like, how do I then push past that next barrier?
Just take the baby steps. Like, if you probably just literally stepped into that room, someone would have said hello.
Yeah.
Especially at live networking events, it's very rare we ignore people. I think others, especially extroverts, actually start to notice if they're self-aware as well.
Yep.
They do start to notice someone might be standing by themselves and they invite them in to the group or to the community.
Yep.
So when you are at that beginning stage, do the baby steps. Literally step into the room. One thing you can do is literally just smile, look around the room, see if you can grab someone's eye and just politely sort of make your way over there and say, hey, do you mind if I join in?
Yeah.
Unless it's a private conversation, no one's ever going to say no. They'll be like, yeah, sure, come in. And then they'll kick off the conversation for you.
All right. So let's talk about kicking off conversation. So we've done our pre-planning, our prep. We've got there. We've taken those baby steps and walked into the room. What do you say to someone?
Besides hi.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, hi, you know, my name's Mark. I feel like I'm some kind of a, you know, support meeting or something.
Yeah.
what else do you do?
You don't have to start with, tell me what you do. So, Mark, what do you do? Are you in business? Well, you could literally just start with, hey, I'm Casey, you're Mark.
Please get that sorted out.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Casey. How'd you guys find out about today? Do you know the speaker?
Right.
That type of thing. Just ask a general question. If you want to talk about the weather, go for it.
Yeah.
But other things could just simply be, have they been to the event before? Do they know anyone else here? Is this their first time at the event?
Right. So what you're looking for is essentially some common ground, but the common ground is actually about the event. Mm. I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
So I could see myself doing that again.
Which is simple.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I know some other people do try and come in with, I'm going to ask a really cool, fun question. Tell me what your favorite part of today was.
Yeah.
If you've just met a stranger and you still haven't built that trust yet, people will be like, oh, and now it gets awkward. So
I think that's the problem when people sort of try to be interesting.
Mm.
I was listening to Carl Bryan the other day, who's a coach's coach out of the States, and he always says, you know, when you go to events, try and be interesting. Try and be, you know, the most interesting person in the room. But I think there's a real risk that you try too hard to be interesting, don't you?
Yeah. You're interesting as you are.
Right. Just be yourself.
Exactly. And I know sometimes that is easier said than done when you are in a space that's not comfortable.
Yep.
But it is. Just be yourself. There'll be someone who's attracted and likes you as exactly who you are. Don't try and be someone else. Yeah, sure, sometimes you need to put on that little bit of a mask just to get outside our comfort zone.
Yeah.
But people can tell when you're being fake as well.
So we've planned, we've got there on time, we've done all those things. Now we've taken the baby steps. We've broken the ice by saying hi and asking some great common ground questions like, is this your first event? Do you know the speaker? All of those great questions, great sort of opening lines that you gave. Inevitably, it gets round to what do you do or why are you here? And I always think, you know, if I go to somewhere and say, and people say, what are you doing? If I said I'm a business coach, you know, people are either going to have no idea what that is, or they're worried I'm going to be touting for business.
Or they go, oh, another business coach.
Another business coach. Yeah, right. Yeah. So how do you deal with that?
There's different ways you can say it. So you could have a little bit of an elevator pitch ready to go. But if you are in a, you know, you're not getting up with 40 seconds to say that, you do want to say it in a more conversational way.
Yep.
So you can say, you know what, I'm actually a business coach and I help, but I work specifically with these people.
Right.
Or, you know, like, hey, like I connect people. I help people with yourself, Mark. Like I help people limit the amount of time they spend in their business to grow. And yeah, I'm a business coach, but what I love to see is X, Y, Z.
Right. So is that because that's tapping into your passion and therefore furthering the authenticity component?
Yeah. And people then listen deeper when they can see that you're actually connected with what you do and that you're passionate about what you do. It's not just, I'm a business coach because I did a course and that's what I was supposed to do.
Yeah. So. Okay. So, all right. So we planned for it. We baby stepped. We've opened the conversation. We've answered the question around what we do with a little bit more interesting. Because one of the games that I play when I go to networking events is I can play a bit of a game of getting people to tell me about them. So I see how many questions I can ask about them before they ask me a question about me. And for me, that's my kind of ice breaking. Is there a ratio or is there a, should you go to those events and talk a lot about yourself or ask a lot of questions?
It does need to be split. You will notice the introverts in the room probably ask more questions. Naturally, obviously I'm just putting people in a box here as well. Naturally, introverts are really good listeners.
Yeah.
So they technically are more, they're better at networking events.
Yeah.
Although they still need a little bit of strategy to get the most out of it as well.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just all about listening to the other person.
Yeah. And I've got like one of my really good friends, she's naturally introverted herself and she does ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But people, they do remember who she is because she's taken the time to listen to them, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But the issue now is no one actually knows what it is that she does. So she misses out on that opportunity.
Yeah.
So it is that balance of, ask questions because by paying attention and taking a genuine interest in others, you will actually just be remembered.
Yeah.
Even if it's that guy, Mark, that I met at the event, you've got to chat to him. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
That status that you just naturally build for yourself as well just increases without you knowing.
It's an interesting thing because I think that the more you take an interest in someone, the more of your authenticity shines and the more authentic you become. I always know that, you know, if I go to an event and I walk away from someone who I believe took a genuine interest in me, I'm far more likely to remember who they are, what they did, why they were there, and then actually want to connect with them as well.
Yeah. And that's where the extroverted people, that's where we get the chance to actually calm down a little bit, slow down a little bit, and actually make the introverted or the less confident people in the room feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
It's in a sense our job to also ask questions, but listen, don't get ready to ask the next question in your head.
Yeah, 100%. All right, let's quickly recap. And then what I'm going to do, Casey, is I'm going to get you to come back and talk to us about how we apply all of these things we've spoken about in terms of a live event to online, social media, because I think that's probably a separate topic. Let's quickly recap. The main rules are plan.
Yep.
Prepare. What else?
So prepare.
Yep, baby steps.
Baby steps. Get clear around how you want to introduce yourself.
Yep.
Or actually, sorry, pre-step. Ask other questions besides what do you do?
Yeah.
Then get clear on how you can introduce yourself just simply without the jargon.
Yeah.
As if you would telling a friend at a barbecue, as we've said. And then also just enjoy the event. Try and have a little bit of a strategy, but just enjoy it as well.
Yeah. I guess that's the big thing because when I have gone to these events and I've taken the strategy that you've taught me, you've taught our mastermind members, I've just found then that you can actually stop and enjoy it, right? Because at the end of the day, it's it can't be all work. There has to be some enjoyment component attached to it.
Exactly. And half the time I think people go to network events is just to socialize. You can do both. You can do talk business and socialize and be a person and be yourself. So.
Fantastic. Casey, thanks so much for today. Awesome stuff. Guys, this is the sort of stuff that we teach our mastermind clients all the time. Hey, if you know somebody who's in a service business or a professional practice and you think they'd benefit from this sort of stuff, please share the podcast, like it, subscribe, make some comments. You can, wherever you subscribe to your podcast or mastermindforbusiness.com.au, if you think that the sort of things that Casey's been talking about this morning would benefit you in your professional practice or service business, metropolemastermind.com.au. So it's the sort of stuff we help our clients with all the time. This is what we do in helping our clients to build a business, not just a job, without killing themselves in the process. We'll see you in the next episode of the Mastermind for Business podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Mastermind for Business podcast. If you're ready to have a business that you're not a slave to, check out metropolemastermind.com.au or have a chat with Mark and the team at allthews.com.au. See what's possible.today.